Number 8, ask for changes that will make things better. Some people have a habit of readily expressing their negative feelings about virtually everything. Perhaps they learned this from their parents, friends, co-workers, or simply picked it up from the media. It doesn't really matter. What matters is that this practice usually has an undesirable effect on the marriage. Whether this takes the form of complaining, whining, blaming circumstances, or criticizing others, the consequences are similar. Negativity produces more negativity. Benjamin Franklin said, "Any fool can criticize, condemn, and complain, and most fools do." Those who want to avoid being a fool in marriage might heed this simple advice. Don't just complain. Ask for a reasonable change that will make the situation better. This goes hand in hand with the use of I statements. We previously discussed the first two steps of I statements, presenting A, what the problem is, and B, how you feel about it in a non-threatening way. The third and fourth steps of this process are to C, ask for a change, and D, ask how you can help or encourage the desired change. Step 1. Identify the problem or behavior. When you continue to leave your clothes in a pile, Step 2. State how you feel about it or how you react. I feel like I'm your maid, and I become resentful. Step 3. Ask for a change. I would like you to put your clothes in the hamper every time you shower. Step 4. Ask what you can do to help or encourage the change. How can I encourage this? Altogether, it looks like this. When you continue to leave your clothes in a pile, I feel like I'm your maid, and I become resentful. I would like you to put your clothes in the hamper every time you shower. How can I encourage this? This filters the way you mentally, emotionally, and verbally process problems. When you find yourself upset with your helpmate, make it a point to take an additional step. Change your focus from what I don't like to what changes would make it better. Carefully determine what your mate could do differently to lead to a better outcome. Retrace the steps that led to the undesirable outcome. It might help to visualize your mate doing something differently that leads to a result you feel better about. If possible, communicate the preferred changes using positive terms. So rather than saying, "I hate it when you fill in the blank," consider saying, "I'd really like it if you would fill in the blank." Or instead of, "It really annoys me every time you fill in the blank," instead try, "It would mean a lot to me if you would remember to fill in the blank." This method is not intended as a clever or sneaky way to dictate your mate's behavior. Both husband and wife must always honor each other's agency in responding or not responding to the request. Instead, it's a simple way for both partners to treat each other with respect and courtesy. The approach isn't a typical one, but it's sure to make a real difference. You'll be surprised to find that you're bugged with each other a lot less, and when problems do crop up, they will be handled more efficiently and effectively. This is one habit that's worth spending time to cultivate in your marriage and in all your relationships.